Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 9th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Corbis partners MBank to create personalized fintech solutions. End-to-end embedded finance and fintech personalization company Corbis has partnered with BaaS provider MBank to create tailored financial control solutions for the U.S. market. G Treasury partners C2FO to improve liquidity management for treasurers. U.S.-based treasury and risk management platform provider G Treasury has partnered with C2FO to streamline payables and receivables. American Express and Plaid announce data sharing agreement. American Express has partnered with data network Plaid for an API-based integration set to offer new digital banking options for customers and better account security. Lentra raises $27 million MLN in extended Series B round. India-based cloud lending company Lentra has secured $27 million as part of its extended Series B round led by MUFG Bank and Dharana Capital. MasterCard selects 5 startups to support SME innovation. MasterCard has selected 5 startups for its engagement program Start Path to uncover opportunities that address the needs of SMEs on their digitalization journey. SeedBlink expands in DACH. Romania-based equity management and financing platform SeedBlink has announced its expansion into DACH to bolster its scaling plans. FOSS partners with Tile by NatWest to deliver Android SoftPOS in the UK. SoftPOS orchestrator FOSS by Ingenico has partnered with NatWest to launch their tap-to-pay solution for its payment service Tile by NatWest on Android devices. Cellpoint Digital to orchestrate payments for GOL. UK-based payments orchestrator Cellpoint Digital has been selected by Brazil-based airline GOL to orchestrate its payments. Rabobank partners In3 to launch the In3 business product. Netherlands-based Rabobank has partnered with financial services provider In3 to launch the In3 business installment payment solution. Logic Broker, Kibo partner to facilitate omnichannel expansion. US-based supply chain management platform Logic Broker and modular commerce platform Kibo Commerce have partnered to foster omnichannel expansion. Identfi provides ID verification and AML screening services for P100. Lithuania-based fraud management service provider Identfi has partnered with Poland-based cryptocurrency and financial service platform P100. Expand. Network launches a PI adapter to connect blockchains. Singapore-based Expand. Network, an API service offering both read and write connectivity to major public blockchains and DeFi protocols, has announced its official launch for public use. MetaMask Institutional joins forces with Fireblocks. MetaMask Institutional has partnered with US-based Fireblocks to provide DeFi and Web3 access to institutional investors. IBF Net Group to create Halal blockchain ecosystem. IBF Net Group, which previously created a Sharia-compliant metaverse on the blockchain, has announced an expansion fueled by its recent initial crypto offering. Infuse partners with Iceland's Kvika Bank. Building on the burgeoning card as a service, CaaS, trend, Infuse has been chosen by Kvika Bank to modernize its payment services, launch a Visa credit card, integrate with Apple Pay and Google Pay, and relaunch the bank's Our app. EBA Day 2023, FinTech Zone finalists announced. EB A Day, the annual event for payments and transaction banking executives, will return on 20th to the 21st of June 2023 at the IFEMA in Madrid, Spain. Westpac to issue accessible cards for visually impaired. Westpac is rolling out a suite of new card designs to help make payments more accessible for blind or low vision customers. Corbis and Mbank to create personalized financial control solutions. Corbis, a leading innovator in end-to-end embedded finance and fintech personalization, today announces its partnership with Top Banking as a Service, BaaS, provider, Mbank, to create a unique financial control and brand enhancement platform for clients. G Treasury and C2FO to streamline liquidity management. G Treasury, a leading provider of integrated treasury management and risk management systems, today announced a strategic partnership with C2FO, the world's on-demand working capital platform. Together, G Treasury and C2FO are able to provide treasurer customers a comprehensive cash management and early payment solution that improves liquidity forecasting and optimizes cash flow. Three questions to ask before adopting an embedded finance platform. In an economy where convenience is king, it's no surprise embedded finance has become a serious revenue driver. By dropping a lending platform directly into a merchant's existing workflows and integrating it with their existing technologies, convenience becomes accessible to all parties in a transaction. Banksware partners with Rabobank for expansion into the Netherlands. Germany-based financing startup Banksware has announced partnering with Rabobank to expand to the Netherlands. Bling launches a savings product and partners with Evergreen. Germany-based family fintech Bling has launched the Savings Trees family product and partnered with wealth tech Evergreen. BNY Mellon and Mo Cafe increase financial inclusion in the U.S. U.S.-based BNY Mellon has partnered with fintech platform Mo Cafe to bring digital payments to unbanked and underbanked communities in the U.S. Stackline launches Universal Stores. U.S.-based retail technology provider Stackline has launched Universal Stores, a modular system that aims to increase conversions for retailers. Digital River becomes an Adobe Platinum partner. U.S.-based commerce enabler Digital River has become an Adobe Platinum partner for cross-border e-commerce and merchant of record solutions. Starling introduces virtual cards for joint current accounts. Starling Bank is introducing virtual cards for joint current account customers, after a successful rollout to personal current accounts in December 2022. Joint current account holders can now use virtual cards to double down on their budgeting skills, keep track of joint subscriptions and spend with even more security. Binance, U.S. suspends dollar deposits. Days after the SEC sued it, the U.S. arm of Binance says it is suspending dollar deposits and that its banking partners are preparing to pause dollar withdrawal channels. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.